A farmer from the Southern Tableland said to me the other day that the jaws of the drought are tightening their grip. The farmers in this region are the first to acknowledge that the situation in this area isn't nearly as dire as in parts of northwest New South Wales. But they're getting more worried because conditions continue to deteriorate. Tony Flannery is a grain grower at Geelong on the southwest slopes.
We basically started to enter a drought situation, well, early summer, end of spring. We had 17 mils the other day, but that's the first fall we've had. You know, harvest was rain-free. It's been a very prolonged dry period, and that's basically a drought, albeit summer's often dry. But we just haven't had the summer storms. We haven't had any of that.
Have you got any water in your dams?
Most of the dams are dry. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were fencing off the last of the dams that had water in them. So down to bores now. We don't rely heavily on the creeks, but yeah, pretty well relying on bores, which is always, heart in your mouth. There's almost no subsoil moisture, so it'll mean that, you know, make decisions on how much fertiliser you put on up front and sowing rates. There's still time to get good rain for this year's crop, but mindful that there's no subsoil moisture there, it just means it's hand to mouth with each rainfall. Unless you get a substantial fall, you know, 3 to 4 inches somewhere along the line, when you're sort of thinking, well, you're dependent on winter rain and you're dependent on spring rain. It's not a good position to be in.
Further east near Goulburn, sheep and cattle grazier Guy Milson isn't looking forward to this week's hot temperatures.
It's very, very dry. Each week we're losing more water resources, we're losing more feed resources, and this week's going to be a particularly bad week for us. Anyone around the district here, high 30s temperatures. And the outlook's not all that flash.
So is rain right now the perfect answer?
Well, it can be a two-edged sword. You get a little bit of rain, and what happens is that it just protein levels away from what dry feed you have, and also the cattle and the sheep go and chase the green pick, and so they change their dietary habits, and that goes, and then they go back to the dry feed, and of course there's a drop in condition.
And I imagine that this is affecting the prices you're getting for the animals you're selling at the markets as well.
The choices at the moment are two. One, you hold, or two, you sell. If you've got good cattle in good order and you're able to sell them in a fat market, yeah, you can do okay. But for those poor people who are forced to sell cattle who are poor, going down in condition, they've got to sell.
That's grazier Guy Milson. Bill Johnson is the district vet with the South East Local Land Services in Goulburn. He's pleased to say that he's heard of very few stock losses due to the heat and the dry conditions. He says that all comes down to good management.
Producers are pretty much on the front foot. You look at the stock yardings in centres like Goulburn and Carcor over the last few weeks, or certainly even the last couple of months, much higher than normal. People offloading stock that perhaps they probably would have held on to for another few months. So, you know, they're taking quite strong action to make sure that that stock condition doesn't deteriorate to the point where they might incur stock losses.
And would you say that the region is in drought?
In terms of the official guidelines, I mean, we're still marginally deteriorating, I think is the official word. I mean, that's based on an assessment of pasture and water conditions and previous rainfall over the period on a particular day at the start of the month. But certainly we've seen, you know, over the last 2 to 3 months, indicators have all been on the negative side. So, while we're not officially in drought, we're certainly in a heck of a dry time.